This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's been 2 years to the day since all Colorado ski areas closed during spring break as Governor Polis tried to stop the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Gina Sieg says for many Coloradans, that unprecedented closure brought home the seriousness of the virus.
That includes Patrick Latcham, who's worked for Telluride Ski Resort for more than a decade. He remembers he and his colleagues being stunned by the closure.
I think mentally we were all thinking, okay, it can't get any more extreme. It can't get any more worse than this. And then, you know, shortly after the resorts were closed, we went into a lockdown.
Latcham says Telluride was able to navigate COVID restrictions and reopen months later for its summer season. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's primary care providers have coped with many pandemic obstacles, from being a key source of guidance and vaccinations to staff turnover. Dr. Shen Nagel, a pediatrician in Wheat Ridge, says they too dealt with hostility over masks and vaccines.
There was a contingent, a small contingent, but nonetheless it was there that, you know, was much more confrontational and less appreciative of things. And that really wore down our staff and providers.
Early on, many practices had to close their doors or significantly reduce services, leading to financial shortfalls that threatened their viability. More Colorado college students will benefit from free textbooks. The Colorado Commission on Higher Education has approved 20 project proposals from colleges that create or adopt open free course materials at campuses across the state. The Department of Higher Education says the program has saved the state students more than $10 million on textbook costs. This is CPR News and KRCC.